Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about iOS 10. I just got iOS 10 about an hour ago, and it is a really sleek new OS. Now, in case you guys don't know, iOS is the portable operating systems for iDevices, Apple devices, and this is recorded on iOS 10 through the Audio Boom application, which takes practically no data at all. You can check my Audio Booms out and you will see that I've done like a good bit of these outside and I've uploaded them and they take practically no data at all. The reason is they're an M4A and they're like 10 minutes long. You can only do 10 minutes. So upload a 10-minute M4A file, even if it is 320 kbps, which I don't think they are. I think they're more like 128 or 96. Fact of the matter is, it doesn't really take up a whole lot of data for a 10-minute file to upload. So, things I like about iOS 10. They got this new fingerprint system on here. Neat, beyond belief. Hang on, let me pause this. Really big fan of this iOS update. I like the fingerprint thing on here. It's a really nice thing, so if somebody steals my phone, they're not going to get far with it. I need to actually activate that. I think I turned it off. But, no. I turned off that stupid code, Touch ID thing. I'm not a super fan of that thing. But I will tell you what, it does great for the person who wants to be extra secure. You totally see the benefit of it. For me, I'm not gonna have anybody stealing my phone, you know. And yeah, I know there's people, it's called an accident, you know, you mistakenly put your phone down, go to the bathroom. No, I take my phone with me into the bathroom. There's people, they put their phones down when they eat. I keep my phone with me when I eat. There's people that put their phones down whenever they're at a concert. I keep my phone with me if I'm at a concert. And it never leaves my side. It's always there with me, unless it's at my house. And if it's at my house, then, you know, that's where it stays. So, I can definitely see the benefit for the Touch ID, but for me, I don't use it. I am thinking about using the fingerprint feature, though, and that'll be my means of security. Because I don't want to be completely without, you know, security. That would be kind of stupid. But, this is the updated iOS. And, like I said, it's iOS 10. And I like Siri on here. Siri seems a little bit clearer. I don't know if they did away with Siri's witty responses, though. But what have you, I can tell you this, it's a nice new update. Only takes about 30 minutes to install, at least it did for me. It was a great update, so highly recommend it, iOS 10. Check it out, get it, and hopefully that, huh?
Siri doesn't want us in detection.
Oh? Did they change that out?
Says, I am having problems with the connection. Please try again later.
Oh.
Try again in a moment.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I'm having trouble with the connection. Try again in a moment.
Well, you'll have to check your signal strength and stuff.
I got 4 or 5 bars.
Oh, who knows then? Maybe it needs Wi-Fi.
Well,
I don't know. So that's a possible bug right there in iOS 10, it looks like. But, you know, whatever. So it has some bugs. It's got some bugs. It doesn't mean that it's not worth downloading. It's a nice little piece of operating system. And, I don't know, I think you kind of need it anyway. Take advantage of, like, the upgrades and stuff. So, I don't know. I mean, if you want to get it, I highly recommend it, like I said. So, this has been an unscheduled, unprompted, pretty much unedited, except for the pause in the middle, iOS update by yours truly. I'm going to upload this out here. You guys take care. Let me get past this evil... okay, I was going to stop here, hit the button, the fancy button, stop the recording, and upload this thing. So, you guys take care. This is Timothy Clark, wishing you all many and great peace and blessings. In the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords, soon coming Messiah, God bless.